صلى الله عليه وسلم، صلى الله عليه وسلم. Mercy upon mankind. صلى الله عليه وسلم، صلى الله عليه وسلم، صلى الله عليه وسلم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear son brothers, Alhamdulillah, we are back with another episode of the silsila of the program, The Cure of Every Illness, Salli ala Muhammad. Alhamdulillah, during this silsila, we go over many beautiful ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in which we discuss the virtues and the excellence of salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Along with this, we go over the faith refreshing narrations of our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah ta'ala. It's a motherly request that you watch this program and it motivate you in sending salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in this world, and gain the benefits of this in this world as well as in the hereafter, insha'Allah azza wa jal. Let's listen to the first hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam for today. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he states that no one sends a salam upon me but that Allah restores my soul to me, and then I specially become attentive towards the reciter of salawat upon me, and I return his salam as well. Allahu Akbar, my dear disciples. When we recite salawat and salam, we send it to the court of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Then he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam specially blesses us with a glance of his benevolence, of his mercy, of his kindness and of his attention. In short, that reciter of Durood e Pak is showered with blessings. Subhanallah. My dear disciples, let's listen to another narration, another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that there are three things which have been empowered to listen to the voices of all creation. Number one, Jannah, this has been blessed with the power to hear. Number two, the fire, meaning the fire of hell, this also hears. And number three, the angel who has been set, who has been stationed besides me, this also hears all voices. When any ummati, when any follower of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says, Ya Allah, I beg you for Jannah, then Jannah says, Ya Allah, settle him inside me. When any believer says, Ya Allah, grant me refuge from hell, then Jahannam, hell, says, Ya Allah, grant him refuge from me. And when any ummati, any believer, he sends salam to upon me, then the angel that is set beside my head, he says, Ya Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, such and such person, he has sent salam to your court. So he is replied with his salam. And whoever sends salawat upon me a single time, Allah and his angels will send salawat, darood upon him 1,000 times, and the fire will not harm his body. My dear Islamists, this is just a single hadith which consists a lovely madni pearl. In fact, it is as has a set of madni pearls of wisdom that both Jannah and Jahannam, they hear us. My dear Islamists, let's act upon this hadith with the blessings of this silsila. Raise your hands. Let's recite the Durood e Pak. As reciting Durood e Pak before and after the dua, that dua will be accepted insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. I'll make a dua, you say Ameen. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Oh Allah, allow us to enter into Jannah without accountability. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, protect us and grant us refuge from the fire of hell. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear son, ponder how long did it take us to act upon this hadith. We recited Durood-e Pak to begin with. We made dua for entry into Jannah without accountability. We asked Allah for refuge from the fire of hell. And then we recited Durood-e Pak again. A couple of seconds. Maybe if you take it, probably about a minute all in all. And what has happened? Jannah heard that we are asking it. We are asking to be blessed with Jannah without accountability. Jannah made dua for us that Ya Allah bless him, settle him inside me. Jahannam heard us asking refuge from it. And Jahannam requested in the court of Allah that Ya Allah grant him refuge. And the angel that is stationed beside Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam presented our salam and our durood-e pak upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It didn't take long at all. Every now and again, whenever we remember, whenever we get the opportunity, let's act upon this hadith insha'Allah ta'ala. Recite durood-e pak before the dua. Make dua, Ya Allah, grant us Jannah without accountability. Ya Allah, grant us refuge from the fire of hell. And then recite durood-e pak to end with as well. Such a beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And insha'Allah, we will gain the benefits of this. Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem, he has given us a lesson full of wisdom. He has said, today is the day of action. And today is the day of deeds. Whereas tomorrow, it is the day of accountability. Tomorrow we will not be able to carry out any action. So if a man wants to perform action at that time, then there will be no action, only accountability. If you perform good deeds today, your accountability will be easy that day. You'd better do a lot of pious deeds so that you can get a treasure of virtues in your record of deeds. Allah Azza wa Jal enable me and enable you to act upon this piece of advice of Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. Now let's move on to the faith refreshing narration of our pious predecessors rahimahumullah ta'ala. It's a beautiful narration. When you listen to it, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, you will find the benefits and the blessings of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala sallam upon these individuals, these pious people that would abundantly send salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned, Abu Abdullah al-Rassa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he has written in his book Tawfa that there lived a poor man in the area of Baghdad. He was married and he had children. He was a very pious worshipper and he possessed the attribute, the very beautiful attribute of absolutely remarkable patience. His sabr, his patience was remarkable. One night when he woke up for salah, he saw that his children were crying. He asked the mother of these children, so what's the matter? Why are the children crying? And he came to know that all of them were crying due to hunger. They had not eaten anything that night, due to which they had hunger and they were starving. And this is the reason for them crying. Now that worshipper, what did he do? Think what we would do if this would be the situation. If we don't have something, any food for one another, rather never mind food, if we don't have the luxurious food that we want according to our desires, we don't get something, we start causing a tantrum, we start complaining, we say, oh Lord, not only do I perform my 5 daily salah, but I also offer nafal salah as well, yet my children are hungry. Ma'azallah. No, my dearest brothers, this was not the way of the pious predecessor rahimahumullah ta'ala. It is said, Zabaan pe shikwa ranjo alam laya nahi karte, Nabi ke naam leva gham se ghabraya nahi karte. Meanwhile, my dear brothers, the pious man, he gathered his family. He told them to all come closer. And in this gathering them, they sat together and he said, let's all of us recite salawat and salam durood-e pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So all of them, in this situation of worry, of difficulty, they began reciting durood-e pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That halaqa, that circle of durood-e pak began. In this, the children, whilst reciting Darude Park. They forgot about the hunger and the starvation and they fell asleep. Then after a short while, the pious man, he also fell asleep. But with this closing of his eyes, his destiny opened up. And he was blessed to behold the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in his dream. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala in his dream, he said that go and visit the house of such and such individual. And that individual, he was a fire worshipper, he was not a Muslim. And give him salam. So the Prophet is saying, go to the fire worshipper, give him salam, and tell him that his dua has been accepted. And give him the message that the Prophet has told him to aid you out of his wealth. The pious person, he woke up and he was very, very happy, obviously, that he was blessed with the vision of the Prophet in his dream. But after pondering upon the dream, he thought that Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala in this dream is ordering me to go and visit a fire worshipper, a non-Muslim, and he's giving that salam as well. Maybe I didn't understand the dream properly. Maybe something is wrong. So he says, I went back to sleep. When I went back to sleep, I had the same dream again. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala said the same thing again. So this time I woke up. When I woke up, first I offered my salah. After offering salah, I went in search for that house. When I went to search for that house, I found the house and I realized that this fire worshipper that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala has sent me towards, he is very, very wealthy. And along with his being wealthy, he is very famous in the city as well. And that pious man, he says that I asked about where this Indian fire worshipper is, and I was guided, and I presented myself, and I went to the fire worshipper. When I went to the fire worshipper, I told him that our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he has come in my dream last night, and he has given you salam. The fire worshipper, he turned around and he said, I don't know your messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I don't accept him. I haven't taken belief upon him. What are you talking about? That pious man, he said, I know that you have not accepted Iman upon him. But the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he came into my dream twice and he mentioned your name twice. And he told me to convey his salam towards you as well. And yes, he told me something else as well. And he told me that the dua that you made, this has been accepted. The fire worshipper, he said, really? And he said, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam sent you a message that you are to help me from your wealth as well, because I am facing difficulty. The fire worshipper took him up towards his room. As soon as he reached the roof of the house, he asked him to extend his hand. When the pious man extended his hand, that individual, he placed his hand on his hand and he uttered the shahada and became a Muslim. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. My dear son, he recited the shahada. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. And he became a Muslim. He then called all of his acquaintances, his people, and he said to them that you must know that before I was a disbeliever, but I have now taken Iman upon Allah and His Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So whoever from amongst you wants to become a Muslim, then all of the possessions and the wealth that I have given him, he can keep it. And those of you that do not want to accept Islam, then I have nothing to do with you anymore, and the wealth that I have given you, you are to return that back to me. A large number of these servants, colleagues, business associates, they said, you have embraced Islam. You was our leader. We are also going to follow you and we are going to accept Islam as well. So they also became Muslims as well. Keep in mind, my dear disciples, this is the views of Madrin Channel, that one of the traditions, the trend of this nation, of the fire worshippers, was that they would get brothers and sisters married to one another. So not long ago, this fire worshipper who had now become a Muslim, he had also got his son and his daughter married to one another. So what the ex-fire worshipper, new Muslim, he had done. Now he gathered his children. And when gathering his children, first he gathered his son. And he says, son, I've embraced Islam. I've taken Iman upon Allah and his Messenger sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. What do you think about this? The son said, oh father, you have embraced Islam. I will embrace Islam as well. So he also became a Muslim. Now the daughter, she came forward as well. And she said, father, you have embraced Islam. I will also embrace Islam as well. And now because they knew that in Islam, the relationship between the brother and sister, this is not allowed. Both of them said that, father, from now on, the relationship that we have had, we have broken that, and we will have no further relationship. And this is all of this, that pious man, he was getting shocked. He was not understanding that what is happening here. And he said, he asked that ex-fire worshipper, the new Muslim, now what is this all happening? Explain the event and the scenario behind this. So that new Muslim ex-fire worshipper, he said that a few days ago, I did the marriage of my son and daughter, and I had lavish food organized. And in this, what I did was that I organized this food, gave it to the people of the city. But there was one family, poor family, living a couple of doors away from me. I did not give them any food. And I heard one night, I heard them crying, them weeping. And the children of that family, they turned around to their mother and they said, mother, we are the children of Hussein ibn Ali, radiallahu ta'ala. Meaning they're from the lineage of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Was that fire worshipper, he arranged a super feast meal last night, whose news rather it delighted everyone and especially us, because we thought that he will give us something as well. But he didn't send us anything. We have been starving for many days. We have been hungry all night. Rather, we have been hungry for many, many days. May Allah not reward him good for not being good to us. That the ex-fire worshipper, new Muslim, he said that I have felt moved and I felt embarrassed and restless about coming to know about the statement of these children. Coming to know that the children of the Prophet of the Muslims live next door to me and they are sad as they didn't have food for many days. And woe on me as I didn't entertain and ask them about the food. He states that I immediately took all necessary articles of basic needs from my house, such as foods, clothes, etc., etc. And I found out that there were 3 daughters and the mother. So I took 4 pieces of dresses and many other important things of daily use. And then I went to their house. I first sent some stuff for other daily use and then I visited them so that I could make them happy. Meanwhile, these girls, they said to their mother, how can we eat this food that is being offered by this fire worshipper? The mother replied, eat from the sustenance provided to you by Allah. This is from Allah Azza wa Jal. She was repeating this over and over and over again. But her daughters insisted not to eat it. And they said that this man is a fire worshipper. May it happen that Allah guide him to the right path of Islam and grant him entrance to Jannah through the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. They were making this dua to Allah azza wa jal, and their mother would continuously be saying, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. That fire worshipper, he says that this is the dua that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has informed you that has been accepted. And I myself have heard those Sayyid daughters of the blessed family make dua for my embracing of Islam, my intercession and my entrance into Jannah. I will wholeheartedly cooperate with you as much as you want because you are in trouble. And he says that, look, half of my wealth, I have already distributed it amongst my son and my daughter on the occasion of the wedding. However, I'm a very rich individual. The remaining half, I will give you this to you so that you can help yourself and you can help your children as well. My dear Islam brothers, this glory, this favor of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is immense. Remember, the beautiful poet that has stated, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala an, Faryad ummati, jo kare haale zare mein, mumkin nahi ke khair-e bashar ko khabar na ho. Whatever you say from the depth of your heart, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala is aware. That pious man, he was calling out to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala after looking, he was had that circle of Durood-e Pak. And look at the blessing that was given to him. And look at the event that took place with that fire worshipper. This is all through the blessings of Durood-e Pak. This is all through helping the family of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Everything connected to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is extremely beloved to us. His family, his companions, his city, his blessed sunnah, his blessed actions, his ahadith, reciting salawat upon him, all of this is beloved to us. May Allah give me and you the tawfiq and the ability to send salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam abundantly in this world and gain the benefits of it insha'Allah ta'ala. Keep watching our silsila, the cure of every illness. Salli ala Muhammad and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.